This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Spiritual Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front, your truth isn't just in what you say. It's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you're meant for more, welcome home. Every week, we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. And last week, y'all, we talked about the challenge of standing in your truth around people who only remember the old you. But what if the pullback isn't just coming from them? What if the real tug of war is happening inside of you? What if part of you is still wired to return to the old pattern without even realizing it? That's where we're going today. Breaking the cycle. Why it's so easy to go back even when you know better. Because the truth is, growth alone doesn't break the cycle. You need new patterns, new boundaries, and a new self-image to hold the shift. So let's talk about it. What is a cycle really? A cycle isn't just a behavior, it's a blueprint. It's a sequence of thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and habits that create the same outcome over and over and over again. And your nervous system, we've talked about it, it doesn't care if it's good for you, it only cares if it's familiar. So even if it's toxic, dysfunctional, painful even, it feels safer than the unknown. And that's why you keep attracting the same clients, the same relationship dynamics, the same income ceiling. So let's bring this closer to home. You decide to step out in faith and leave your 9-to-5 to start your business. And then 2 months later, you're interviewing for jobs again, just in case. Or you tell yourself you're done dating emotionally unavailable men, but now you're back texting your ex at midnight because he finally said the right thing. Girl, he ain't changed. Or you decide you're ready for abundance, but when it's time to quote your prices, you drop them by 30% without anyone even asking you. That's a cycle. Emotional programs your nervous system built to survive. And it's not because you're not growing, it's because your subconscious is still trying to keep you safe. And until you consciously break the loop, familiarity will always win over freedom. So if you're wondering, what does this look like in real life? Let me take you into a season where I thought I was free, but found myself stuck in a cycle I didn't even see, because sometimes the most dangerous cycles aren't loud or obvious. They're subtle. They're familiar. and they show up even when everything looks aligned on the outside. I have finally left my corporate role. No more decisions made without me. No one owned my time anymore. No one controlled my calendar. For the first time in my life, I had all 24 of my hours back, and I was loving it. But instead of breathing, I started to fill them in. Instead of creating space, I crammed in more tasks. Instead of resting, I pushed harder. And instead of listening to my body, I planned more. Because in the back of my mind, I had goals to hit. I had income to replace. And if I'm honest, I had something to prove to myself, others, even to God. So I went back into performance mode. I got busy. Yes, ideas were coming in. And yes, offers were forming. But I wasn't still. I wasn't grounded. I wasn't connected to the woman that I knew I was becoming. And I was still carrying grief, the weight of losing my father. But what did I do? I kept going. Because stillness felt risky. And silence felt like weakness. And even in my freedom, I hadn't broken the cycle. And that was the real problem. I thought I was free because I left the job, but I was still operating under the same internal pattern. If I'm not doing something, I'm falling behind. If I slow down, I'll lose momentum. If I stop pushing, everything will fall apart. And that old rhythm of overdoing, of equating value with output, of thinking success was about what I could achieve, instead of who I was becoming in the process, let me say it plain. Pushing wasn't producing peace. Hustling wasn't giving me clarity. And all that movement, it wasn't creating momentum. It was keeping me in motion so I wouldn't have to sit with myself. And that's when it hit me. Success wasn't going to come from doing more. It was going to come from becoming the kind of woman who could experience success without losing herself in the process. And I couldn't become her through my to-do list. What I needed wasn't more action. It was more access. I needed more access to God, to my truth, and to direction. And that kind of access doesn't come from grinding. It comes through intentional practices that reconnect you to God and back to yourself. It was through meditation, visualization, studying, journaling, and healing. And what I realize is those aren't the extras. Those aren't the if I have time activities. They are the daily non-negotiables. They're how I reconnect to the woman I'm here to be. So that I don't lead from fear, so that I don't coach from confusion, so that I don't build my business from burnout, and so I don't teach purpose while living in survival. Because if I don't stay connected to her, I'll keep building from my default, from strategy, from ego. And that's not alignment. That's just performance in disguise. And once I made that shift, that's when I got my peace back. That's when alignment started to show up. And that's when I stopped spinning wheels and started receiving, started creating. So if you're listening to this right now thinking, I'm doing all the right things, why don't I feel fulfilled? Let this be your permission to finally pause. And not because you're lazy, but because your next level doesn't require more effort. It requires you to actually connect with the woman you say you're becoming and give her the time, attention, and presence she needs to emerge. So ask yourself, have I made space for her yet? Because that's what changes everything. But if you don't understand what's keeping that cycle alive, you'll find yourself right back in it. That's how it works, isn't it? You say you're ready for the new, but your body, your mind, your schedule, they're all still wired for the old. And that's the frustrating part because you're self-aware. You know better, but you're still stuck. So let's break down why that keeps happening. And Bob Proctor said it best. The subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's imagined. It only knows what's repeated. And that's the key. Your mind doesn't hold on to the truth. It holds on to patterns. So every cycle follows the same formula. First, you get the trigger. Something disrupts your comfort. A slow sales month. A boundary push. A moment of visibility that feels too bad. Then you go to your default. Your brain activates an old survival script. I'm not ready. I'll fail. They'll leave me. And then that behavior kicks in. You shrink. You say yes when you meant no. You procrastinate. You overwork. You disappear. And the result? You end up recreating what you said you were done with. And it confirms the belief all over again. This is why healing alone doesn't stop the loop. Because your system is still running the old program unless you consciously interrupt it. Maxwell Maltz in Psycho-Cybernetics said, you cannot consistently perform in a manner that is inconsistent with the way you see yourself. What's the translation of that? You don't break the cycle by trying harder. You break it by rewriting the image you carry of yourself on the inside and pairing that new image with consistent emotional habits that align with it. From a neuroscience lens, your brain is simply trying to be efficient. It automates what you do the most, especially what you do emotionally. So even when your goals are upgraded, if your internal programming isn't, your body will still default to the version of you it believes is safe. And that's why the same cycles keep happening, even when you know better. So if you're sitting there thinking, but I've done the work. I've read the books. I've journaled. I've cried. I've healed. Why do I still feel stuck? This is why. Because healing work is powerful. Mindset shifts are necessary. But healing without structure is a setup for relapse. So let's talk about why growth alone isn't enough. Because you've journaled. You've done the shadow work. You've said the affirmations. But if you're still organizing your time, your money, and your relationships around your old identity, you'll keep going back. Because cycles don't just live in your beliefs, they live in your systems too. So what needs to shift? Your structure. This includes your schedule, your space, your systems. If your calendar is still chaos, your boundaries will still buckle under pressure. Your self-image needs to change. Who you believe you're allowed to be. If deep down you still see yourself as not good enough, not ready, or too much, you'll shrink around every opportunity you prayed for. And you'll self-sabotage yourself without even realizing it. And lastly, your choices have to change. The micro decisions you make when no one's watching, every yes out of guilt, every delayed boundary, every time you abandon your own pace, that's reinforcing your old identity, not your new one. You say you want overflow, but you're still operating from survival, still defaulting to make it happen mode, and still managing your energy like you're in lack. Wanting more isn't even enough. Awareness isn't enough. Cycles are broken when you consciously rebuild the environments, the habits, and the standards that shape your reality. Because if you keep organizing your life around who you used to be, you will keep creating results that reflect her, no matter how much healing you've done. But here's the good news. Patterns aren't permanent, but they are persuasive until you learn to interrupt them. So let's talk about solutions. Here's how you start breaking the pattern. Step one, you have to name the loop. What is the cycle? Is it fear of rejection, fear of success, fear of being seen, or fear of losing people? Because all of those will cause you to shrink. You have to call it out and ask yourself, what keeps triggering it? Where do you still feel unsafe, unseen, or unprepared? Step two, you have to reverse engineer the new one. What would the next level you say, think, or do instead? And ask yourself, if I already was the woman I'm becoming, what would I do right now? Not later, not when you feel ready, but right now. What would she say? What would she stop doing? And what decision would she make without negotiating with fear? Step three, build in some interrupters. Pause, breathe, and ask, is this the old me or the evolved me? New behavior requires new emotional anchors. So use your tools, meditation, visualization, prayer, breath work, movement, speaking out loud, journaling. All of them allow you to shift the energy before you choose. Because new behavior doesn't start in your head, it actually starts in your body. And step four, rewire it. This is the step most people skip, and it's why they stay stuck, because the change feels unfamiliar. And unfamiliar doesn't feel safe yet. So you have to train your nervous system to feel secure in the new. And you do that through structure, support, and repetition. You have to create structure that makes the new path easier than the old one. Don't leave success up to willpower. Set up systems that carry you when motivation starts to fade. So you have to automate what you can. Make the new behavior frictionless, whether it's scheduling affirmations into your day or setting alarms for boundary check-ins. You have to remove as much resistance as possible. Next, create a level of accountability. Healing in isolation is harder. Healing with accountability becomes a movement. You have someone there to support you and cheer you on. And also, surround yourself with reminders of who you're becoming. You can use physical cues. I like sticky notes. You can do vision boards, affirmation playlists. Let your environment preach your future back to you every day. And remember, familiarity is what built the old cycle. Intentionality is what builds the new one. And growth without structure, it will totally wear you out. Structure is what protects your breakthrough. It's what turns clarity into consistency. And real quick, I have to pause and shout out our sponsor for this episode, Head Game Wraps. And y'all, these aren't just any head wraps. They're a stylish, practical, and easy way to stay polished and presentable no matter what's going on underneath it. Head Game Wraps are made for women or men who are building, leading, and handling life. Whether it's a big moment, an off day, or anything in between, your Head Game Wrap ensures you look put together and styled even when your schedule and your hair have other plans. Crafted from high-quality stretch fabric with an elastic opening, they're perfect for styling locks or braids in a sleek ponytail, a high bun, or just letting them hang loose. With two sizes, fitted for a sleek professional look and long for that extra wrap appeal, Head Game Wraps help you look as intentional on the outside as the work you're doing within. Because in order to change anything about your life, you have to get your head in the game first. Grab yours today at headgamewraps.etsy.com. You can find the link in the show notes. Scroll down and check it out after the episode. So let's get to the wrap up. Here's what I want you to remember. You don't rise to the level of your potential. You fall to the level of your preparation. Cycles aren't broken at the level of desire. They're broken at the level of discipline. And change may feel hard, not because you're weak, but because you're walking away from what's been wired in your body for years. You're not just healing, you're rewiring. You're not just letting go of who you were, you're becoming who you were always meant to be. It's not about trying harder. It's about building new defaults that don't let the old you have the final say. You don't break cycles with hype, you break them with habits, good ones. And before we wrap, I always want to leave you with something that can snap you out of the pattern and into your purpose immediately. Today, it's an affirmation, because the words you speak have a direct impact on the life you live. So speak life over yourself every single day. Speak with intention and watch what happens. Say this with me. I break every cycle that no longer serves me. I am not just healed, I am rewired. I am creating something new. Write it down, say it out loud, but most importantly, live like it's already true. And if you're in that space where you know you're meant for more, but keep getting pulled back into patterns, you don't need more motivation. You need structure, strategy, and support. Book a Soul Goals Clarity Call. It's not coaching, it's a breakthrough. We'll identify where you're stuck, what you truly want, and map out a plan to finally move forward. And don't forget to grab your Head Game Wraps at headgameraps.etsy.com. Because to change anything about your life, you have to get your head in the game first. Both links are in the show notes. And thank you again for tuning in to Tell Your Truth, the space where we get honest, get clear, and start creating the life we were always meant to live. I hope today's episode sparks something in you, not just a thought, but a truth you're ready to act on. Because the truth is, recognizing the pattern is only half the battle. Breaking the pattern, that's where freedom lives. So today, ask yourself honestly, where am I still making decisions from an outdated version of myself? And where am I still letting old cycles dictate new seasons? And what structure, support, and strategy do I need to stay aligned with the woman I'm becoming? If this episode moved you, share it with another woman who's tired of living on repeat. Leave a review so more women can find our space, and hit that subscribe button because we're just getting started. And next week, we're going even deeper. We're talking about the excuse game, how fear dresses up as I'm too busy, I'm not ready, maybe later, what if it doesn't work, and how to call it out so you can call yourself up. It's not about judgment, it's about freedom. So meet me here next Thursday. Until then, own your truth, break your cycles, live your freedom. See you on the next episode.